Scott, it's time for the Who Got the Geek Survey.
All right, everybody, welcome to this week's Geek Survey, and we got a little something different for you this week. This is our all-star version of Geek Survey.
Yay!
Sitting here with the all-stars is our good friend Hunter.
Hello.
Artist extraordinaire, saver of floods, breaker of toes, Mr. John Ballmer.
I always have to have multiple titles. I can't just be, hey, that awesome guy John.
Hey, there's John.
Oh, right on! Yay!
And rocking probably the greatest beard I've ever seen. Mr. Don Fraser.
Oh, you flatter me, sir. You flatter me.
He's like a young, the most interesting man in the world.
I'm not quite that interesting yet, but soon.
Well, that's why I said you're young.
But when you are, you're that interesting.
You're just the
I may not be that interesting, but when I'm older.
Most interesting man in the world right now.
And the lovely K-Stew is here as well.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, we were just saying how awesome it is that you didn't use the beard part for her introduction.
No.
I thought you were going to.
You're the most interesting beard. My wife gets to.
So what's been really cool about the last couple geek surveys is other people have done it. Not me. It was John did one, and then Ryan did one last week.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the one that Ryan did, and I had so much fun doing that one with you guys that I wrote. It was a lot of fun. I was looking forward to when you mentioned the idea for this week.
So I'm having all you guys in here this week. I'm going to see if everyone wants to write down 5 geek survey questions of their own. And I've done 5 as well.
I did.
And even Kat did 5.
I did.
I'm making it up on the spot. Because
he's Indiana Jones.
Because I enjoy the pressure. I work better under pressure and drunk.
All right, so to give
you
Don...
enjoy junk?
I enjoy junk.
Oh,
to give Don a little time, we're going to go around the table. And maybe we'll start with K-Stew and go around to me.
All right.
So, K-Stew, wow us with your first question.
Okay, so if you were a superhero, what accoutrement would you would your costume have to include?
There's your word of the day.
Accoutrement.
Your we got the geek word of the day. Accoutrement.
So is that kind of like condiments for your costumes?
Yeah.
Mustard.
The answer, of course, is mustard.
I want a utility belt that dispenses ketchup.
Well, it reminds me of the Iron Man question I had in that one survey where you said you wanted something that makes pizza to come out of your
zone. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. What does it have to have?
Like what spiffy add-on do you want your costume to include?
You're designing your costume. What does it have to have?
I want a cape. A long, flowing Todd McFarlane cape.
No cape!
Oh, really? Because I was going to go with, like, Rob Liefeld, patches.
I want a Rob Liefeld gun.
Sorry, K-Stew. My costume has to include Anne Hathaway. Just an extra Anne Hathaway
as a
draped
cape?
Over me? Yes.
Anne Hathaway as a codpiece.
Oh,
bazing.
Okay, to be more serious and to the question, I think because I would rock an awesome helmet with my costume, the head.
I'm picturing an Iron Man helmet with a beard on it.
No, I'm thinking just like the Iron Man helmet, he's got that awesome heads-up display inside.
See, I was going to say a visor with like a cool heads-up display or like visor
like,
sunglasses kind of thing. Like,
just because I'm afraid of damaging my face because I think it's my livelihood.
It's your moneymaker?
Besides my ability to draw, my face makes my money.
That's
so,
why he's on a radio.
Yeah, that's why I'm on the radio. But like the heads-up display that... I don't know, Tony Stark just seems like he's in this infinite space of information. That is what I need in my suit.
Okay, no, yeah, mine needs an oversized helmet, super shoulder pads, belt with a lot of pouches, a giant cape, like, I think of everything I hate about, like, costumes.
So basically laser
everything
guns.
You're mentioning is everything that Liefeld is drawing.
Everything. Laser guns.
And tiny shoes.
Very misappropriate.
Right next to you is the huge Batman, and you're just explaining it all.
Yeah, you're describing everything on that statue.
You don't see his shoes, though.
Oh, they're tiny.
I bet you they're tiny.
They're so tiny, they're in a box.
I think you broke my feet in those boots. I'm going to go for some... You know what? I'm not going to go for anything too abstract. I want to go for some just face paint.
Like just, the Ultimate Warrior?
Like Sting.
Oh, okay.
Era, way back when Ultimate Warrior was the Dingo Warrior was Sting.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Or
yes. Sting from the police. More
bunch of candles just, in a room.
You know, I change it. Just like Sting. I want a bass.
So
just be like as an intro. Like whenever you like corner bad guys in an alley, you just whip out the bass.
D chords.
So you're talking about like really cool face paint or like Mr. Terrific just a plain face paint?
I really cool face paint because like
that's snow flames.
So snow flame,
a big
yes.
D across his face.
Snow flame had a little more accoutrement than just face paint. I don't even think it was face paint. I just think he just face painted into a pile of cocaine that was his makeup. But no, yeah, just face paint because it would really accentuate the beard if I had something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Now, do you dye the beard then?
No, it'll take too long to dive back.
Like Cesar Romero, just paint it white.
Oh.
Ooh.
Or you could get the gas Romero. Like the question had, and your beard would automatically die as soon as the gas is released.
I like
See?
It.
Then
I like
have superpowers. You can have a quick dye job you on your beard. Like,
you can do that?
Does it come back?
It's just one of those, like, spray on, like, hair dye that just wash out. You just run to the bathroom.
I want my hair dye to be made of unstable particles like Richard's suits.
Yeah, the question's hair would change color.
Yeah, you're...
And his clothes.
You're like the inhuman Medusa, except your power is just the beard.
The beard.
The beard of snakes.
Oh, not snakes. But control my hair.
And when it's not in use, you mustache. Have it bound together with that one lobster claw rubber band like Captain Lou Albano.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Captain Lou.
That would be
Remember when he was in the Super Mario Brothers Super Show?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the survey.
Anyway,
face paint.
John, what do you got for your first question?
Oh, for my
Wait,
first
you didn't
question.
Answer.
Yeah, you didn't answer.
I want a cape.
Yeah, oh, you said the first one to answer.
Sorry, forgot about the lame answer.
And boots.
And boots. I would like a costume.
And a big jam.
No, because now I'm just picturing Jay Stu's costume. It's just a cape and boots. Like.
All right, fine. I want Henry Pym antenna.
Okay.
I like that.
Cape and boots and antenna?
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Oh, I think that's what he covered with antenna.
Like, nothing at all.
Okay, so we'll go to my first question then. I have to say, it's probably not going to be as fun to respond to as that one of Kath's.
Oh, good.
Because mine involves comics.
I'll try.
Now, this goes back over all time with, you know, the existence of comics. What three comics of all time do you wish you had over any others? Like, if you had to wipe out your collection and you were allowed to have three particular comics that existed at any point in time, what three titles do you want, or what three specific comics Ooh. Do you want?
So from any point in time?
From any point in time, even the future.
I was going to say.
Even the future?
Yeah. So one of my comics is going to be the Uncanny Avenging Spider-Man 4. Number one.
Okay, I'm serious.
That's from the future.
I was just joking about the future, Hunter. It doesn't exist. Yet.
Is it over right now?
But now we're in the future.
Oh, you mean just now?
Yeah. Well, when this is being aired.
It's deep, man.
I'm having a flashback to Spaceballs now.
That's what I was just doing. But, like, for me, I would obviously want to have some of those key issues, like the first appearance of Superman, the first appearance of Batman, but then that third one always, you know, I always get stuck on that one. Do I want that Amazing Fantasy 15? Mm-hmm. Do I want that, Incredible Hulk 181?
Wolverine.
You know, things like that. Or what was it, Amazing Spider-Man 191, was it, for Punisher? In and around there somewhere. Do I want those ones? You know, obviously we want those key ones.
I had
well,
that
I was going
to
say, do you want just this for, like, just collector's value or, like, the best story? Like,
it's entirely up to you. Like, for me, I always look at those key points in comics history where you launch that new era of a character or a type of comic.
Okay, I got one that I want. If I had to get rid of all the other ones I had... Superman Batman, I believe it's number 25, which was Sam Loeb, who is Jeff Loeb's son, had died.
Oh, yes.
And
right.
had all the guest artists that had come in to draw that story. And to have that, like, just all those great artists to come together in one comic, that's one comic that I would want to have for sure.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I remember when that happened.
That is a great issue, actually.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen it myself. I remember hearing what happened and
but I mean, wow. Like, so many big names went in to draw on that issue. Like, even if they only got a page, everybody wanted in on that. So, I mean, just to have a comic to just go, like, here's some of the greatest artists in comics.
And it's such a shame, too, because that kid had such a promising career writing comics.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys? Even just one title that you can think of.
I can't top that answer, man. Like, it was a heartfelt answer. What's that, Elvis? Avengers number 4, the first modern appearance of Cap?
that's an awesome pick.
I'd go for Daredevil 181, because I have it, I own it, and I can't find it.
You brought up the Punisher Spider-Man thing. I had that when I was 6 years old and ripped the cover off, so I would like to have that one again and go back in time and beat 6 year old me up for ripping it.
I
want to picture that. You walk in, punch! That's for ripping your comics! Who are you?
You're just beating a 6 year old?
Yeah, I know one title I actually wanted to make sure I had is one that I do have because of the impact it had on me, which may get into one of the other questions that I have later. But
spoilers.
The Darkness number 1 was a really cool book for me to start off with, and I'm really glad that I have that one. So, yeah, we'll talk more about that as my questions progress.
I'll go with Giant-Sized X-Men, number 1-2, it introduced, like, Wolverine, Nightcrawler, Storm, and all that. Like, that was just a good self-contained story in terms of introducing some good characters and
a good group of X-Men.
Yeah, just having a good group, and, I mean, that's just a nice, like, I'd hate to own a comic where there were other parts that you don't own if you just own, like, one comic. So having a self-contained story like that, I think, would be nice.
Kat?
I want to keep all the comics that I have, and yes, change your question, and just get Wonder Woman 85 and Logan's Run 8. I need those.
To finish up your collections.
That is all.
Yeah. What about, Sensational Comics number 1?
Or,
man, who cares?
Best of Comics number 1, which is also a future title that reprints every first appearance of every of my favorite characters into one comic. It's a thick issue, but it was worth the $4.
All right, Hunter, what's your first question?
All right, so who would you want as your dad? And here are your options.
Oh, jeez.
Marlon Brando, Terrence Stamp, or Russell Crowe?
Oh, dude.
And there's a secret.
I wasn't expecting movie questions.
All right, not Russell Crowe, because I hate him. Of those three?
Yeah, of those three. I also had Christopher McDonald on there, but no.
Shooter McGavin. I would have gone with that
one. I have my answer.
Goose McKenzie.
Go, John.
I want Terrence Stamp as my dad because he's Zod. And
Kneel before dad.
Kneel before dad. And he's also the Supreme Chancellor.
Supreme Chancellor Valorum? This is where you're going with Terrence Stamp.
His fingers on the top row there in a dress.
You know, he has a position of status that he loses because he's weak. And, you know,
and he makes up for it by growing a goatee and getting superpowers.
Yeah. You know, he's from Krypton, man. He's badass from Krypton. And really, he's just a better actor than the other two, in my opinion.
I'm going to have to pick him, too, because what would Marlon Brando do? Put a horse head in your bed? And
he'd make you an offer you couldn't refuse.
Yeah, he would just talk funny and feel important and charge $1 million for 3 weeks to be on the set of Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after he has too many burgers, you get your own island in his will.
Mm.
How about you guys?
Wasn't he in Don Juan DeMarco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of his last movies.
Done.
So, of course, what's the secret thing they all have in common?
They're Jor-El.
They are Jor-El.
Jor-El.
So would have gone with Shooter McGavin.
I know Shooter okay, Christopher McDonald's on the table now, dude.
Shooter McGavin.
I'd say Shooter McGavin. I'm going for Goose McKenzie, not Shooter McGavin.
I'm going with his one appearance on Star Trek The Next Generation as the one guy who didn't die from the past.
Oh, jeez.
Alrighty.
I'll go with my first one. So the Legion of Doom has planted nuclear devices all around the world. They say they will stop the bombs if you kill one JLA member of your choice. Who do you kill and why?
Aquaman.
Wow.
Wow.
You really hate Aquaman.
He's just useless, really.
He's not useless.
All right, John, who would you kill?
One member of the JLA.
It can be anyone past or present from the JLA.
So who do I kill and why?
Oh, so yeah. We can't kill Booster Gold because he's from the future of the JLA?
You could kill him too if you want.
Wow, that's an awesome question, dude. Because there's been a lot of members that suck.
Do we know where these nuclear devices are?
Well, like, I don't. No.
All around the world? Like, I don't know. If I like all the members of the JLA, am I just okay with letting these people blow up random parts?
Sue Dibley.
Will they let you go hang out on the moon before everything settles down?
Aww.
I got my hands
on that. Too soon?
I think I would kill Superman because, well, we've already established that if you kill him, he's just going to come back next year anyways.
Jeans and work boots, Superman, specifically. Yeah. That's just...
But... Really, there's not enough conflict in that character. He's a cool hero, but he's too much of a do-gooder. He's too pure. You know what? Kill the bastard. I'm sick of him.
We got enough spare Green Lanterns. I'll kill one of them. just roll a six-sided die.
Just make it Kyle Rayner, because he's a bitch.
I went with my standard answer of Blue Jay. Because no one's going to miss the guy with the powers of a blue jay.
I don't know.
I'd kill one fucking dove just to make the other one really sad. No, I'll kill a hawk because that's what it sounds like when doves cry.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a winning remark. I'd say Adam.
Okay.
Yeah, just because.
Just because. What did he ever do to you?
He shrunk. Adam and Eve, Adam.
Adam and Eve, Adam. That eliminates a lot more JLA members.
Wonder Christian powers activated. Form of original sin.
All right, MacGyver, did you come up with a first question?
I did, actually. MacGyver is, no. You are Thanos. In his prime, Infinity Gauntlet and all, and you get to destroy one planet for Lady Death of any from any company. Well, what planet do you choose?
Howard the Duck's planet.
What?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. Cool.
Duck World?
Yeah. I'm killing Duck World.
Well, at least you get a lot of pillows out of that.
I'm just going to go on record and say I'm going to destroy Uranus.
I was just going to say I turned Duck World into the Feather Cloud. Like.
Man.
So we get to destroy any planet of our choosing.
From any universe.
Where was Jar Jar Binks from?
Naboo.
Let's kill Naboo.
That's a good choice, actually.
Yeah, that's a very good choice.
Although that's where Luke's mommy's from.
Yeah.
And his daddy can be formed without a mom or without one parent. Why can't Luke?
Yeah,
because we have evidence that they got busy and made Luke.
And she died of a broken heart.
She gave up the will to live.
She didn't want
to
live.
But without her, we don't get episodes 4, 5, and 6. Think about what you're saying.
All right,
you can destroy Naboo after.
Okay,
I didn't say when. Like.
Well, no, he was thinking
to prevent any future Jar Jar Binks.
Yes.
Like, you know, just
Why don't you just take out the bottom half to wipe out the gun guns?
Yeah.
Just destroy the water.
Just destroy their ecosystem. Yeah, that'll be... The planet will be fine.
I don't know. Destroying the whole planet? Like, I was just happy that Mogo came back.
I choose to destroy Krypton so Superman comes to Earth.
That's how it happened.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
If I really had to pick a planet, I like a lot of the stories that, you know, like that one cartoon, I think it's like Titan AE, and, you know, the ideas of like Firefly and stuff like that, mm-hmm. where Earth is destroyed. Everybody's gone out everywhere else.
So you're removing the possibility of a Planet of the Apes? I don't want to live in this universe.
You know what? I'm blowing up Earth. Let's send everybody else elsewhere. There's so many other places in the comic book world that have these vast universes and planets and systems and stuff like that with these other races.
Seven billion people knock on John's door and be like, can we crash on Mars's couch for a couple generations?
We're the most intolerant. John Carter now?
Yeah. We're the most intolerant.
John Carter and everyone else.
Everywhere. And we start to blend with everything else, you know? Let's start to actually kind of.
Wait, I have a better answer.
If you blow up Earth, then women really could be from Venus and men could be from Mars.
I have a better answer. What planet was the Highlanders from in Highlander 2?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Zeist. The planet
Let's
of Zeist.
Let's get rid of Zeist so that plot device never existed.
That was actually
my
planet.
Wait a minute, didn't you see Highlander 3? That plot device didn't exist
at all. Right.
Yeah, because we blew up Zeist.
Yeah.
You're welcome. That's
actually, you literally stole my. Yeah, I'm like, I was literally going to say the planet the Highlanders were from. I'm not even lying. That was the planet I chose.
Yeah. Is it hiding in your beard, sir?
It is. My beard destroyed it.
Show me where you wrote it down.
It's all up here.
He's doing
bro.
It in his head.
I'm doing it all in my head.
So all right, Cass. Hit us with Cass question number two.
Let's go, Case Stu.
Should we take a break first?
Oh, yeah. Let's take a break.
We're only 21 minutes.
Hey, I forgot we were doing breaks. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
All right, we are back with the Geek Survey All-Star Edition. We're here with Case Stu, Palmer, Hunter, myself, and Don. Pork rinds in the Don.
That's a spicy pork rind. Holy crap.
That's a spicy meatball.
I'm the meatball. That's a pork rind.
All right, Case Stu, I was with your second geek question.
Okay, aliens have come to Earth, and they want our best piece of alien tech from a movie or TV show. What do we offer them?
Death Star.
My beard.
Stargate.
Death Stargate.
Nice.
The magic beard. Bullet blender.
Ooh. Oh!
Will it blend?
The best piece of alien tech from a movie or TV show.
It's not in a movie or TV show? I saw it in an infomercial.
Not alien tech.
It seemed alien when it first came out.
Right? Okay. I choose the Flowbee because that has to be alien. Flowbee.
More than the Sticky?
I've seen the Sticky in real life.
According to to every movie or TV show I've seen, Velcro is apparently an alien design. That's so, true. Like, anything I watch, like, yep, aliens invented Velcro. Because apparently we can't come up with that shit ourselves.
With tiny hooks and loops?
With hooks and loops?
Nope. Alien tech, you say? What the hell did any aliens bring us? You know what? How about those crystals that Superman used to make the Fortress of Solitude?
Ooh. Information crystals?
That's a good one.
There's some alien tech for you. Eat that.
Yeah, no, I just want to doom the universe. I want to give them a Death Star.
I'm going to say X-Wings, just because they'd be a lot easier to use.
Well, there you go. After we've given them a Death Star, we also give them the means to help us blow up that Death Star if it gets out of control.
Also gives them the means to blow up the Earth if necessary. Yeah. Fly to the center.
Well, that's the thing. You don't tell them about its one structural weakness, yeah, right?
Fly in the cave and take out Earth's reactor.
external exhaust port.
No, I like the Stargate answer, too. Like, oh, took you how long to fly here? A week? We could have been there in minutes.
I can dial that up right now.
Yeah.
What's your planet's number? I just punch that in. Is it long distance?
Yeah. I need you to add your planet's number to my phone. What is it? What's the 8th chevron to that? 905?
The DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Now, if I dial you from this planet, do I get roaming charges?
Technically, it is because it worked for the first movie.
All right, go, John. What's your question?
I didn't even hear you answer that one.
I said Stargate right away.
Stargate. See, it was a great joke.
I thought Hunter's.
Go back, listen to the episode, and laugh your ass off.
Okay. All right. You are invited to the Justice League annual barbecue and pool party. Which leaguer is at the grill making hot dogs?
Friggin' Aquaman.
Really? Aquaman?
Be too he's obvious not, he's if not he was in the pool.
Who's making hot dogs at the Justice League barbecue?
Firestar?
Oh, Firestorm, too.
Firestorm, sorry. Firestorm.
I need you to transmute that hot dog into a steak for me, please.
Awesome. Okay.
Batman, nobody else wants to hang out with him.
No, because Batman would want to remove himself from the party, so of course he would be like the guy that, like, yeah, flip the burger. Like.
Right.
I would say Animal Man because it's funny.
Uncle Billy.
He'd sneak in veggie dogs, and everyone's like, no, I want real meat, thank you.
He's sure,
like,
he would be talking to the hot dogs. You hear them screaming. He's sitting there crying as he turns them.
Him and Beast Boy.
Cyborg is part barbecue and just starts running grill.
Just cooking them in his chest.
Nice.
All right, I thought that was a fun question.
That was good.
I don't have, like, the same lead-up. Like, aliens come to your planet. Oh, you're at a pool party. Like, all right. You have a geek survey. And need to ask a question. What is the question that... No. So if you had to choose one actor's complete set of movies, like all the movies that they've made, to be erased from history... Bruce Willis or Harrison Ford?
Oh, you son of a...
Wow! There's no way I could erase Bruce Willie. There's no way.
I can.
Like, all of their movies just didn't happen.
Not even... Aww. What about TV shows? Because Moonlight...
No, okay. Nothing they made.
Their IMDb is gone.
Not even the Seagram's commercials?
Nope. And it's not even like if Michael J. Fox didn't exist and you just made, like, Back to the Future with Eric Stoltz. No, like, they just didn't happen.
Oh.
Harrison Ford's movies or Bruce Willis's?
Damn you, Hunter.
Yeah.
I can't live without Star Wars or Indiana Jones, so Bruce Willis is out the window.
I'm going to have to agree.
Yeah,
it hurts.
Yes.
It hurts in my heart.
Yes.
It hurts in my heart.
I make Jace do eliminate Die Hard from the universe. Alright, that's... I'm done. I don't need to ask another question.
There's
going to
be a table flip in a minute. I'm out of here.
I'm done. Oh, you bastard.
I'm sorry.
That's alright. It's a good question.
That was a jerk move, man. You scared me for a moment.
Because the best thing is, I put any other actor up against Bruce Willis. Nope. JC's like, yep, Die Hard wins. Harrison Ford.
Before you put in the stipulation of it had to be those two, I was like, Keanu Reeves.
Ryan made me choose between Quantum Leap and MacGyver last week.
No!
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Wow. Everybody's attacking Jace doing the geek survey.
No. Don't worry, I got your back.
All
right.
Alrighty, what's your next one?
So you're in charge of casting for Star Wars Episode 7. Negotiations aren't going well. None of the original actors will come back. You now have to recast Han, Leia, Luke, and Lando. Who do you choose to play these iconic roles?
Well, obviously for Lando, I'm choosing the Old Spice guy.
Yes! Yeah. Isaiah Mustafa!
Isaiah Mustafa, because it just fits.
And he's on a horse.
Yeah.
Lando cape? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Look down. I'm wearing a Lando cape.
Look down.
Where are you? You're on the Lando. City I'm your down. Clouds could be on.
My go-to answer was Danny Glover.
I was thinking that, too. I was like...
No, I
Donald Glover. Glover is Lando.
Dong Glover?
Sorry.
Oh, sorry, I said
Don
Danny Murtaugh.
I was thinking Dong Glover.
I'm getting too old for this.
Wow, that's a cool question with a lot of information we've got to think of all at once, you jerk.
Okay, so Leia is...
Anne Hathaway.
And...
But Leia's an old lady in this one.
Right. And...
Han Solo is John Hamm.
All right,
Luke is Ryan Reynolds.
Actually,
so I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go far into the future. Leia is Dame Judi Dench.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Jane Seymour.
Nope. Dame Judi Dench. Morgan Freeman as Lando Calrissian.
Oh.
Sean Connery is Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And, I don't know.
I can see Jane Seymour as Leia.
Luke's dad. I'm sorry. I don't know who I have. Sir Ian McKellen is Luke Skywalker.
That would be hilarious. do you know what? They have to pick up from somewhere. Like, for Luke Skywalker, she, Katie has got to be... Yeah, Katie's going to be all of them. No, she's watching Private Practice, that Grey's Anatomy offshoot show on my Netflix all the time. And that guy, Dell, from the first three seasons...
Chris Lowell.
Thank you, Katie. could be, like, the transition Luke Skywalker into old Luke Skywalker, I guess, because he's got the same haircut in the goofy face.
This was an awfully long story for you to just admit that you're watching it on your own Netflix.
I'm addicted to Supernatural.
Blame Katie, though.
Although the newest episode where Violet got the baby cut out of her really had me in tears a little bit. I was like, I have to run and get a cake. Supernatural. No, but that guy, for the beginning of Luke, and then afterwards, I have no idea. let's see. Yeah, Isaiah Mustafa as Lando. Just because. Han, I have no idea.
John Hamm.
Fillion. Nathan
John
Fillion.
Hamm Fillion.
John Hamm Fillion. Both of them are the same guy.
The Millennium Serenity.
The Serenity Falcon.
The Serenity Falcon.
Don't give Ryan ideas.
I was just going to say, Luke Skywalker is played by Alan Tudyk. Han Solo is played by Nathan Fillion. Marina Baccarin is playing Leia. And, Ron Glass is playing Lando Calrissian. There you go, McNabb.
You know what? Those are my picks. I'm taking them.
You know what? Yeah, I like that.
And I thought way too hard about my answers then. So Danny Glover is Lando. Diane Lane is Leia, because I want to see her in the gold bikini. Kurt Russell is Han, because Kurt Russell lost out to Harrison Ford for the role of Han. And I said Thomas F. Wilson, who's Biff, as Luke, because Mark Hamill's kind of looking like Biff these days.
And Thomas Wilson is hilarious.
Yes.
That's true.
So he would be good in that. I'm going with the Firefly answers.
Those are
pretty awesome.
Except for Isaiah Mustafa's thoughts to be Lando.
Yeah.
I will take Morgan Freeman as Lando.
A very solemn...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you have to cast them super old... Mm. Then I'm definitely going like Sean Connery is already Harrison Ford's dad. He can play future Harrison Ford.
That's true.
But he quit working. Now he just
but this would bring him back.
He'll come back for Star Wars.
Rick Moranis
come back for Star Wars. You can't even get him to come back to be Bond at the Oscars.
True.
Now that we've pissed off John,
I know. Good thing there's pork rinds here.
What do you have next for us, Don?
If you are a superhero, doesn't matter which superhero you are.
I'm Batman.
I call Batman.
The answer is always you're Batman.
And you are murdered by a supervillain. Who is the detective on your case trying to solve it?
Well, clearly Nightwing replacing me as Batman until I come back to life and get back over to Batman.
A couple of those later.
That's probably the best answer we're going to get out of the whole group.
So you're killed by Magnum.
You're killed by a supervillain. You are a superhero. Who's the detective trying to solve your case?
Detective Chimp.
Detective... Ooh.
Rorschach.
Ooh. Columbo.
Madlock!
I want Rorschach because I know he's just going to kill anybody who just pisses him off.
Nice.
Sonny Crockett.
Magnum.
Magnum. P.I. I'd go for...
Not as Magnum. He'd just be Richard from Friends.
The dentist.
Quigley down under.
I'd say he was a dentist. I'd say the question. Renee Montoya, the question.
Yeah.
Because she was getting good at the end there.
You do that. And his son, Michael Barton, also an
optometrist.
Anyways.
Those are pretty good answers.
I like that one. I'm making these up on the fly, folks. I do parties.
Let's take a quick break before the next round.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Face front, true believers. John Bulmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3x5 inches to 11x17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Bulmer.
And we're back for Ultimate Geek Survey. And we're right about up to Kay Stu, who's going to give us her third question.
Okay, so your likeness is being made into an action figure. Who is making it? McFarlane, Mego, or Lego?
That's a great question.
Do I even need to answer this one?
You do not need
Thank
to
Thank you.
Well, McFarlane, because it's the only way he's going to get the details of my stunningness in an actual character.
Nicely done.
I kind of want to see a Mego doll of me.
I do too, sir.
I would say McFarlane, just because he can get all the stunningness of John Bulmer into my beard.
Yeah, actually, he would do a really good job on our beards.
Yeah,
but you have no posability at all.
We don't need posability. We have beards.
We have awesome beards.
When you're able to grow one, you will understand.
Oh.
Right in the manhood.
Right in friendship.
All right, Case 2, what did you pick?
I would probably go McFarlane.
Cool.
I don't think Mego can do good. Girl dolls.
I would have a nice cloth costume.
You were so close. He's an ophthalmologist.
Better than a dentist.
That's true.
He says working on the right body part.
Yes, fine.
Alright, so I guess it's my turn?
Yeah.
Sure.
Alright. What comic series do you remember having read at some point through your life to be the worst series you've read? Anything from 2 issues or more?
Well, there was a certain run on, like, the Uncanny Avenging Spider 4.
I haven't read that yet.
I remember I read all of those ones.
You're not reading those for, like, another 40 years, so the ones that you've already read.
I would have said Punisher Archie, but I remembered a series my friend John had called US 1. Which was about a truck driver who gets into an accident, and they have to replace his brain with a CB, and he's able to pick up CB waves in his head.
Wow.
And at the end of the series, his truck turned into a spaceship and flew off into space. US 1, Marvel Comics, 1983.
Well, I actually had 2 that came to mind that were equally as horrible as the other. One was Super Pro. Remember that football?
Yeah, that's what I was looking up right now. I'm like, Super Pro.
I remember reading that as a kid because, you know, I loved comics growing up and everybody wanted me to play sports, but I was a really tiny kid, so I couldn't play sports. So instead I decided, oh, look, there's a comic about sports. And guess what? It sucked. So to try and keep with that theme comes my next pick, which was actually Chuck Norris in the Karate Commando.
Oh, my God, yes.
Those were the 2 worst comics I have ever read, and I still have, like, 3 issues of Chuck Norris and his Karate Commando. Oh,
you know, just all of a sudden opened up a floodgate in my head of bad comics. Remember Speedball?
I have some Speedball comics.
By Steve Ditko, who co-created Spider-Man.
What? Well, everybody's got one. Everybody's allowed one. Steve, you're okay.
Can I just say Countdown?
That was a crappy
Whatever
series.
You feel is the worst you've read. Go
yeah, no, no, yeah, count. Yeah, I'm just gonna go with Countdown because other than that, I think one of the worst storylines that I read was A Cry for Justice, which was like Green Lantern, Green Arrow, Supergirl all decide that like, oh. Killing our bad guys isn't working out well. we want justice, and they kept using that word, and they did not know what it meant. And really, it just meant, we want to go out and kill people and get away with it.
And Inigo Montoya comes in there.
And that's where they killed Speedy's daughter.
That's right.
Huh?
Leanne.
It's sad. Oh, yeah. It was written by James Robinson, who's actually one of my favorite writers. So everyone is allowed one, I guess.
Everybody's allowed one.
Yeah. What about you, Don?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with NFL Super Pro.
Yeah. Like, that was horrible.
It was. He got his powers from a chemical bath, fire, and rare football memorabilia. That's how he got his powers. Yeah, that's how he got his powers.
That is how you get powers.
Oh, remember that.
Well, no, the chemical bath and fire kind of go together. But when you throw in the rare football memorabilia, that's when it takes to a whole new level of stupid.
And I have to because I only read it when I was little. I'm looking at the wiki for it, and it's written
for it.
Yeah, it's written by Fabian Nicaea.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And the guy isn't even a football player.
No,
he was an aspiring football player, and he became a super fan, who was then chemical bathed, fire, and then his collection of NFL collectibles. Turned him into a super fan, a superhero. Yeah.
Might I add, that's effed up.
That is.
It's one of the dumbest things I remember ever seeing, and I regret having read it.
I was so young, I thought it was amazing. Because I'm like, oh, this is good, because it's a comic book. That's how young I was.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a comic book, and I have one. I'm reading it like, this isn't that good, but I have a comic book. And then I started if you remember my last podcast I was on, I brought up the one episode of Detective Comics where that guy thought he was Bruce Wayne and everything's going all wonky. And then I got that one, and that turned me off of comics for a while. So the combination of those two things, Super Pro and the messed up Detective Comics.
Yeah.
Wow. Pat, did you pick one?
Which comic you read?
No.
Besides Aquaman.
You've never even read Aquaman.
Aquaman meets Glee.
Oh my god.
Aquaman versus Wonder Woman.
Punisher meets Glee was pretty bad.
Punisher meets Glee.
Punisher meets Glee?
Oh my god, I can only envision this.
You know what? That's what I want.
Bam, bam, bam. Oh, that would be my favorite storyline.
Yeah.
You ruined Journey. Oh. Driving around a 69 GTO.
Don't stop bleeding.
Oh. And stolen.
We're driving around in a green Roadrunner.
A Plymouth Roadrunner.
Super Pro.
Alrighty.
Super Pro. See if you can download it, if possible, because it's not worth your money to find.
Yeah, steal a copy from somewhere. It's just awful.
You will not find it in 5-cent bins.
You know what? I don't even think you could still find that lining the bottom of bird cages anymore.
Couldn't. I remember Wizard. I looked through the Wizard and the ranking system for like Super Pro. Not even listed.
No, I think people are trying to forget that it exists.
Yeah.
And that's where you would say, you know, everybody gets one.
Everybody gets one. Fabian, you're fine.
Yeah, he fixed himself after that.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, you have a choice between the Iron Man suit, Blue Beetle set of gear...
Which Blue Beetle?
The good one.
The original.
Ted Kord. Okay. I don't have to say these things.
You do have to say these things.
Jaime Reyes isn't the Blue Beetle. He's the Azure Scarab.
Yeah.
So, Iron Man suit, Blue Beetle gear, or Batman's utility belt for your everyday life?
Utility belt.
I'm going to say Iron Man suit. Because it'd be like cool to fly. Suit.
I'm going to say Iron Man suit. Because you can only fit so much shit in that utility belt.
I think the utility belt's easier to just walk around in your day-to-day life with.
And what did Blue Beetle have? That blow dryer gun thing.
Yes.
You know what? For everyday life, I would love to wear that armor. Because you know what? Nobody would get in my way. Nobody would bother me.
I guess if you had the suitcase version of it,
Yes. 100 times yes.
Still trying to go through airports.
The wrist, with that. The wristbands that he had with the laser
sensor. The rocket? You're just going to be like, oh man, I'm stuck in traffic. Beep, 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 beep.
Exactly. Yeah, I would take that.
That's cool.
All right. I'll accept the suitcase version of the Iron Man one. I just think in day-to-day life, like, then you need to have a room of your house dedicated to taking this suit off you.
That's true.
I can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, do you want to turn the We Got the Geek basement into your, like, Iron Man removal suit room? Considering both you and your wife apparently now have a set of Iron Man armor.
I changed my mind. Batman belt.
Yeah. Yeah!
Good, I got the basement to take off my Iron Man suit now.
Does Diana get her own, like, mini Iron Man suit?
Oh, then yes.
Yeah, instead of being a suitcase,
like the Iron
a small
family?
Purse.
It's a small purse.
Yes.
It's a clutch.
Yes.
It's a clutch.
An Iron Man clutch.
That would be a, wow.
You guys know way too much about purses.
Alrighty.
I hang out with hot chicks that have clutches.
All right.
I watch the Grey's Anatomy offshoot.
On your Netflix.
No, you do.
Private practice.
Oh, boy. All right, so you have become the new Beyonder. You now have the power to move someone from the Marvel Universe into the DC Universe and vice versa. Who do you choose?
Anne Hathaway.
She is not a superhero.
Yes, she is.
That's
yeah, you need to fix John that Hamm. Right up here.
Okay, so Howard the Duck gets to move into the DC Universe and Batman comes to the Marvel Universe.
Game over for everybody.
Suckers!
What's wrong with you?
I'm a Marvel.
I would move Kyle Rayner to the Marvel Universe. Because I'm sick of that bastard. And
so you're just introducing the entire Green Lantern Corps to the Marvel Universe.
No, I'm just sending Kyle Rayner.
Oh, he doesn't have any powers? It's just Kyle Rayner?
Just Kyle Rayner. Nothing else. Like,
he's the Avengers artist. Yeah. We need you to draw a blueprint. All right,
here you go. And from Marvel over to DC, I would take Captain America.
So
okay,
Superman, you just have Man.
No, I just don't want to follow any Marvel titles. I want to stick with DC. I know
Marvel's one that I'm following.
I'm gonna swap Thanos and Darkseid.
Oh, he stole it from me. Okay, I'll have one. I was like, let's see. I like how Marvel's just a dumping ground for crappy DC guys.
Because guess where Aquaman's going?
Aquaman and Namor switch.
No, I don't need another fish guy.
I would put Vibe, because I'm looking right at him on this issue cover, Vibe over to Marvel, because his powers would suit Marvel a lot better than they would DC. And who would go to DC?
Take Wolverine.
Actually, yeah, Wolverine's dark style would suit DC. I'd like to see Wolverine versus Batman.
I'd like to see Wolverine versus anybody in that
sure.
DC universe.
That is why Wolverine is my answer for Marvel, and I picked the Joker for DC.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, Aquaman over there if Wolverine's coming over, but... No, move Aquaman.
I'm gonna keep Aquaman here because I want Wolverine to kill him after I move Wolverine over.
You know, the Joker's gonna destroy the Marvel Universe. There's nobody that psychotic over there.
No, there isn't.
Yay! Done with Marvel!
I don't know. Red Skull's daughter? She's pretty crazy.
Oh, man, yeah, she's true. Nuts.
Mr. Mixaplick. Moves over to the Marvel Universe, and DC Universe gets Galactus.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's cool.
Because I just want to see Galactus attack Apocalypse.
You get heartburn.
That'd be cool.
Like, and because I know you hate Apocalypse, Superman is now my herald.
Oh.
Superman and his cape goes silver instead of
there you go.
Instead of a board.
And Van Damme plays him.
Van Damme plays him. He throws a lot of kicks.
Dances. All right, and now for Don's final question of the night.
If I can get it proper. I had one, then I had to think about all these answers. If your life was a comic book series, what genre would you associate to it?
Like our real lives, we wish for ourselves.
No, your current real life, because this is gonna be funny.
What genre?
Genre? Would you put it in right now?
Action adventure.
Right now?
Yeah. So I'm pretty damn exciting.
In your Aveo?
It's driving my wife's Aveo, yes. I am swashbuckling excitement.
I'm going to say mystery because I don't know how I survived my life until this point.
Some of us are asking the same question.
More than you know.
My life just be like issues of Wizard that review comics.
I think that counts.
It's genre.
And then went under?
The
Brad Street. Periodical?
I'm periodical, yeah.
The All Street Guide.
Overstreet Guide.
Overstreet, sorry.
Oh, I can't think of one.
I'm just a 22-minute episode comedy.
Of Archie?
Shut up!
I was about to ask you, what universe is Archie and the Riverdale gang hang out in?
Universe 616.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with Kath's answer because I can't think of one.
Very cookie-cutter, guys.
Mine's probably just like one of those daily comic strips. Like, they're just a good joke every so often, but most of the week's probably disappointing.
Like Doonesbury. Yeah. You go and expect.
I was thinking like Foxtrot.
Marmaduke.
I was reading Marmaduke because I wanted to get something
funny.
I don't
even get a daily one, just Sunday color one.
The Family Circus.
The Family Circus.
Yeah, I was going to say like Ziggy, just not even a strip. Just here's a picture.
So everybody's just comic strip.
Well, thanks, guys.
Alrighty.
So that was officially the longest geek survey so far.
Let's keep it going, guys.
And we didn't even call our question.
No, well, my wife's already angry at me. I have to go home.
Okay, we're good now. 50 minutes.
We've got other questions. Save them for next time. Thanks for coming out on the geek survey. And always remember, we got the geek.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.